with Go Your Own Way. And before that, we listened to the Monotones, who wrote The Book of Love. Now it's time for Garden Conversation. And I'm joined here in the studio with Melissa.
Good morning, Joni.
Good morning again. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
So this morning we were supposed to have a guest who called me literally an hour before it was time to go on air to say that she had a flu bug. So I want to thank her for not coming in and sharing the flu bug. None of us need that. But Joni, it's you and me, and we're kind of punting this morning.
We got this.
We're gardeners. We could talk forever about what's going on in our gardens.
Yeah, I was just looking at my dirty fingernails.
Yeah. Good sign. It's a good sign. Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, we have the fair coming up in 2 weeks. And if any of you gardeners would like to get some of the compost fixings from the Zero Waste Food Court, let me know. You can just call at 766-2185 and say, I want fair compost. And there's a limit of 80 giant garbage bags.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
No more than
80, 50 gallon garbage bags of it. You can also stop by the Haynes Friends Recycling booth during the fair and say, hey, I want some compost fixings. And we'll be glad to set you up with that because we will have a lot. So we have had a tremendously dry spell here lately.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, really, really unusual for here. So make sure that you're watering your garden thoroughly, and particularly pay attention to potatoes because you can get all kinds of problems with heart rot and just potatoes that don't make right. With irregular watering, so make sure you're getting enough water.
That's good to know.
Yeah, that can cause some problems, and we don't normally get this kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so things to do in the garden right now. If you have cow parsnip, which is that, they're really pretty flowers. They're kind of a white umbrella thing.
Mm-hmm.
But cut those seed heads off now if you don't want them to spread. And be really careful of the sap.
Wear gloves and long sleeves for sure.
And, yeah, wash afterwards.
With soap.
Yeah, yeah. That sap is particularly bad when it's warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of what we're having right now.
Yeah, I had a bout of that. And after the blisters went away, it looked like poison ivy. But after the blisters went away, the redness lasted for over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was bad. Yeah. And once you start getting it, it apparently gets worse and worse.
Oh, really?
That's my experience and that's what I've heard.
Hmm.
Yeah. So once you develop a sensitivity to that, it's pretty nasty stuff. So get those umbiliacea flower heads off of that. I'm not going to spell it. I'm just going to say it. Get those off of that cow parsnip and do it before the seed heads actually form. So do it during the flowering time.
Right. It looks like Queen Anne's lace.
Yeah,
only bigger.
It does. Yeah. And if you watch Monty Don's Gardener's World on the BBC, apparently there's a type in Europe that is fine. It doesn't have the sap because they're always talking about what a beautiful flower it is. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Yeah.
It is a full flower. So it kind of fills in, you know, areas, big areas. But along the roadway, it's fine. But not in our gardens or where
we're going to be or where our pets are going to be and come home with the sap on them.
Oh.
Yeah. Also a good time to deadhead any of your other flowers.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, they may flower again. But the other thing that happens when you deadhead, particularly with perennials, is that then the energy from the plant goes into keeping the plant healthy for next year as opposed to putting the energy into making seeds.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, and the exception to that, of course, would be if you want the seeds.
Right.
Yeah.
Or so, you could do both.
You could
take
do both.
Some and leave some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So deadheading is a really important thing to do now. And lilacs, if you have a lilac bush, make sure you deadhead the seed heads off of those.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many.
I know. I know. Yeah. And you can cut the plant back as much as a third of the height of the plant, and it'll be okay.
At this time?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because then it'll, you know, it'll have the rest of the year to recover.
Hmm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So get those seed heads off of the lilacs. Columbine's another one that you might want to deadhead, and spread those seeds wherever you want to,
mm-hmm.
if you are so inclined. And same with lupin. Lots of other kinds of flowers.
Mm-hmm. Lupins are so pretty this time of year.
Oh, they are. They're just, yeah, I love lupin. They're beautiful. Another thing to do is if you're growing garlic,
mm-hmm.
and Joni, I know you were looking for music garlic. And
yep.
Did you ever find it?
I haven't really asked. I thought,
okay.
Yeah, I got some ideas because it was sold out. I mean, I've got garlic going right now. I've got music going right now, but I was looking ahead
okay.
to planting time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me when we get there.
Okay.
Please. So this is the time to go out to your garlic patch and look for the garlic scapes,
mm-hmm.
which kind of like look like goose heads. They're
yeah.
kind of a long, curly, fairly thick.
They're neat looking things.
They are, yeah. yeah. Cut those off, and because otherwise the energy goes, instead of going into forming the garlic bulbs, it goes into making the flowers that will show up on the garlic scape.
Right.
And then I always just chop up the scapes and freeze them. They're great mm-hmm. in soups and all kinds of things that you're going to cook in the winter.
Yeah, I dehydrate mine and then grind them up.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have like a powder.
Oh, okay. Powder. Out of the garlic scapes.
Yeah, green powder.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you just sprinkle it on eggs and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you dehydrate it.
I dehydrate it, yeah.
And grind it
and
up.
And grind it up.
Huh. Okay, learn something every day. Yeah. Yeah, so those are all really good. If you're going to try a second crop of spinach or basil or cilantro or maybe Asian cabbage, this is a good time to get those going and mm-hmm. get them transplanted into your garden as soon as you can. Good time to walk around your garden every day. I've said it many times,
mm-hmm.
but the best fertilizer is the gardener's footsteps. So,
yeah, and it's a fertilizer for the soul too. I think just to walk around there and talk to your plants and see what's going on with them and who's
yeah.
coming along and oh, you got flowers, potato,
yeah.
look at you.
Yeah, or oops, you've got a bug. let's get after that.
Yeah,
so just walk around, take some notes.
Mm-hmm.
Written notes are better than mental notes because
yeah,
they last
yeah.
longer.
I know. You've been after me for years to
oh.
do that.
Well, you know.
I think I'll retain it, but it's out. It's gone.
It's amazing how fast, you know, I can't possibly forget that. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's gone.
10 minutes later. Yep. also time to start really harvesting, watching on things like peas and string beans and zucchinis and squashes and things, and make sure you're harvesting before they get too big.
Mm-hmm. And woody.
And
radishes can get woody if you let them go for
right,
too long.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I got the rhubarb.
Uh-huh.
What else? Oh, yesterday I was out picking black currants. Got
nice.
A ton of black currants.
Wow.
My red currant bush, the red berries are still on there, but the worm came along, sawtooth worm larvae came along and ate all the leaves again, just like it did last year.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about
it. Yeah, I think the only thing you can do is pick them off and throw them in water, but it happens overnight.
Yeah.
Where they're just completely defoliated.
Huh. That's too bad, yeah.
But the berries are still there.
Yeah. Now, I'm starting to get honeyberries.
Oh, I've
been eating some of
nice.
Those off of the bush.
Nice.
And, of course, strawberries are coming on.
A little bit, yeah.
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 And I've got a tremendous blueberry crop this year. So.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. So time to put netting over your berries to protect them from birds and Mike McGrath's evil squirrels. Get those things out of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a mid-season fertilizing, this is the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
Because you really don't want to do that too late. because it leaches, and this is the time when it will really help you.
Yeah, and sometimes the plants get so big it's hard to get into them, you know, into the roots or into the stalk of the plants.
Yeah, well, into the feeder roots, yeah.
Right, because there's so much foliage.
Yeah, yeah. If you have lettuce or spinach that's bolting, there's a couple different things you can do with that. If you want to let it bolt and go to seed, you might get a second crop this year, and or you might get volunteer crop next year, but it will be an early spinach or an early lettuce.
Why would you get a second crop? Because it went to seed and it deposited, mm-hmm. just dropped its seeds?
Because those will go pretty well, you know, into maybe October.
Okay.
So you might get some fresh seeds there. If it's much later than this, I wouldn't do that.
I've had a few and I just picked them off.
Yeah. And so, you know, so if you don't want to have early sprouting volunteer lettuce and spinach, mm-hmm. then pull those plants out or cut the seed heads off.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when the seed heads have begun to form, then the leaves get tough and more bitter. So you might not, you know, might not want that. Good time to weed.
It's always a good time to weed.
And don't compost the weeds if they've gone to seed. If they've flowered and they've got those seed heads, then you don't want to do anything about that. And so it's a good time to get chickweed out, buttercups, jewelweed.
Chickweed is just prolific this year. I mean, it's just crazy all over everything.
Just a good year for chickweed. Some people like to eat it. Do you?
No, I've never eaten it.
Yeah, some people make pesto out of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that, because I sure have a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a ground cover, though, so it would get kind of dirty.
Right. Well, that's true. You probably have to soak it in some water for a while to, you know, do a triple rinse at least on it. Yeah.
But it definitely is prolific.
Oh, yes. The other thing, I just did this a couple days ago. I went through my freezer and took out all of the veggies from last year that I thought I would eat over the winter that I hadn't gotten to. Put that out in my compost bin where the ravens have been having a party, and ravens can make a giant mess, and electric fences don't seem to do anything about them.
Oh, yeah, because they fly right in the middle
of it. Right, yeah, but they don't hurt anything, and they add a little bit of extra nutrient.
And they mix things up.
Yeah, they mix things up. They tear stuff apart so it composts faster.
Yeah.
They add some really good nitrogen fertilizer while they're talking about everything. So those are some of the things I've been doing in my garden right now. Joni, in the last couple of minutes, what do you have to add there?
Well, I've been tying up my tomatoes higher, you know, and pruning them quite a bit. Unlike the thought that says you should take out every little sucker out of the tomato, when I look at them, the suckers are the ones that get the flowers on them. So I've been taking the one from beneath it, taking that branch off. Okay. And so I've been doing that. I'm also trying a different tie-up method. You know, I have three beds with tomatoes. So I'm still doing the other ones, just a regular tie-up and wrap-around method. But the other one I'm doing a weaving method, where you weave in and out of the tomato and you keep going up higher as the plant grows. You weave higher up. You know, I have 2x4s and affixed on either side of the bed, and so I just weave back and forth with twine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're not weaving the plant, you're weaving the twine.
I'm weaving the twine in and around each individual plant.
Okay.
Yeah, all the way down the row. So it's one continuous line all the way down the row, weaving warp, weft, whatever it's called, but in and out, in and out, in and out, and then back up. And so I've been doing that, and so as they get higher, I do more, and I also trim more branches, more non-productive branches.
Yeah. And once we get to about a couple of weeks from now, right after the fair, then any branches that haven't produced yet on tomatoes should just get snipped back. Do you do that?
I do that. Yeah. Especially the ones that are, well, I've already done the ones that are close to the ground. I've done that already.
Yeah. Put the energy into the good leaves and the fruit that's coming along on the tomato.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you're doing? Or I think
No, weeding. Weeding, that's about it. Trying to keep up with the grass being cut. And
busy time of year.
It is a busy time of year, but kind of like you know what has to be done. And so it's not like these heavy projects anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So. And I think we are at 9 o'clock.
We are at 9 o'clock.
So, Joni, thank you.
And, thank you.
We'll see you at the fair, if not before. Actually, I'll see you next week. I'll be back.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.